Now, what is importance of milestones? So you are on the journey, and when you are moving ahead, you always look at the milestones so that you can judge how long it will take to reach the destiny, isn't it? So that is what exactly importance of the milestone. The project milestone is a task of zero duration that shows an important achievements in a project. So it is something that we are going to get a satisfaction, insurance that we are progressing in right direction, and now we are moving as per the plan, or we are moving ahead of the plan or lagging, whatever way, right? The milestone should represent a clear sequence of events that incrementally built upon. So defining the milestone itself is very, very important. And that is the expert task. And it is something which we are going to get as a confidence. Yes, we have achieved that milestone. That is why defining the milestone is a significant point in project. It is nothing to do with time or the efforts, but it is in terms of scope of the project. Or you can think of objectives that you covered or met within the duration or within that period of time. That is what is a milestone. So milestones are defined at the planning stage of project. So it is something which we are well defined well in advance, and we are planning against the milestone itself. So it is a key element, key event. Key milestone means that the key event and stage of completion of achieving throughout the carrying on the work. So it is something, a guidelines, or it is a, we can say, master schedule, we have used the word. That is a very important reference for us that we are very much online. If your milestone is missed out, we see that we are very much lagging with respect to what is expected at that point of time, then it is a real concern, and we required extra efforts or corrective elements to introduce at that stage of the project. So milestone at an appropriate point in the project for conducting a major review of the project. So tracking is one aspect which we are doing as per the frequency we have defined. But the milestone is something which indicate there is a massive issues in the progress. If you are lagging in that milestone, then we need to conduct a review. Maybe various aspects we have to verify through various stakeholders we have to meet together, brainstorm, and then find out where we are missing, why there is a lag or issues or risk, whatever way we can consider. So the milestone is that way a very important aspect. Milestone is also occasion to reflect on the learnings. So learning is throughout the progress, you are going to understand, learn, because all experience is going to contribute as a learning for your team or your managers or yourself as a project lead. So that is what we have to verify. Again, milestone, the learning is a part and parcel of your progress. Then milestone also may also call for celebration. As I said previously, it is something achievement, and it is a way of motivation to the team. Yes, we have reached that milestone at point of time, at particular point of time. So it will motivate the people. So we have to celebrate that, right? So that they are ready, mentally excited to go ahead with the next milestone. This is a way you can drive your team. Now, previously we used the word asking rate. So asking rate, as I compare with your 2020 match especially, is very critical ratings, we can say, or measure, we can say, in the process. The project is lagging if there is a backlog. So we have to balance that as per the plan. If there is a backlog, we have to balance. So to balance, you have to enhance the speed or efforts, we can say. So we have to verify our present asking rate, and accordingly you have to have a new asking rate for achieving the lags or overcoming the lag. Okay, so that is one important contest. Maybe you have to deploy two more project engineers, or we have to incorporate something outsourcing. There are a number of ways we can improve the asking rate. Okay. So deliverable number of tasks in a given time, which is we have planned. Now we are lagging. So in the same period, now you have to deliver more tasks. That is what is asking rate. We have to enhance the asking rate so that our lag will be covered up. Now, project execution. The purpose of project execution control is to develop a product or service. So that is what is the process, project development process, to deliver ultimately what is the scope or the requirement of that project. It is a very long, depending on the complexity and various factor, the project going to have number of life cycle. We already studied project life cycle. And many resources also involved that at the different stages of project life cycle. So that is what is a part of project life cycle, execution, development. Now, execution and control throughout the process of development against the plan. So it is a, we have to develop some type of procedures so that it is a well documented part in your progress or project progress, or you can have some templates or you can have some checklist so that one can verify and see that what are the things missing and what way we can incorporate certain parts so that we can cover up that thing. Okay, so there are many aspects that you have to incorporate when you are having project execution, well documented execution. Okay, now you have to check certain points, activities wise, their outcomes, the resource requirements. So all those things we have to identify and match with the plan during execution. Now, various roles are involved in carrying out the process of project execution. As a project manager or as a project sponsor or being a team member or being a customer, that is other side, or customer representative, maybe consumer, stakeholders, there are various roles when during your project execution means development part is going on. We are not yet deployed or not actually launched the project. So there are various roles, and according to the role, there are various aspects which will be handled by this role. We may require to do for testing purpose some customer representative, and we have to demonstrate or prototype, we have to share with them and verify whether it is correct or not, like that. So even stakeholders, we have to discuss about project progress. We have to give them dashboard. We can see that how the things are going on. The very good example now I can quote here, our bullet train is going on. Bullet train development is a big task. It's a very huge project. But that authority, I think National Highway Development, there is a special team which is working on it. They periodically give the video of their progress by taking drone picturization or shooting. How far they have come up for the entire, right from Mumbai to Gujarat, Ahmedabad, I mean, the entire track, how the things are developing. And I think they are giving every 2 monthly how the things are progressing, and they are publicizing it. So that is something very interesting. And that is their role, so that people will know where the things are happening. Even government can ensure the things are developed and it is going on. Nothing that it is halted or it is just silent. So that is what is important. That is what is a part of project tracking. And there are various roles that you have to play to meet that. So that is project execution is a very critical part. Of course, that is what we have to take care as a project managers mainly. And you should be clear about individual role and responsibilities. What are the tasks assigned and what the things we have to deliver against that task? It should be clear to everyone. It should be communicated to everyone rather. Then the things will be easy. Now, last time I said about productivity. So productivity is something which we have to monitor. We have to take a decision. Our team is to be added with new people, or it is okay. So according to the productivity, we have to check. Productivity is a simple ratio of output versus input. So what we are expecting output, what number of people or raw material or machine, even machine has got productivity. number of units it can deliver in the given point of time. Okay, so that is what productivity we can call. Now, what are the aspects, especially in software project, it is human driven rather than machine driven. Development is mainly on people. So that some issues are there, especially with the people. Absenteeism, take a long break during even working day. Okay, they are not at the peak of their performance many times. Then lot of rework. There are issues in the development logic or the actual coding. So you get the feedback from the testing. Again, you have to rework to get the issues, resolve the issues. So rework time again, which is not estimated, and that is why the things are getting delayed. And that is one of the issues. So our whatever we estimated for the output is not meeting. Then unplanned meetings. This is something which we can avoid. Unnecessary, we are wasting time in discussion without any productive hours, which actual deliverables are there. So that way we have to curtail on that. We should see that we are taking the meeting with the agenda and specified time we meet that meeting close with the all agenda properly covered. So that is what we have to see. Then avoid unplanned meetings. So it is a time waster. So you can improve that by increasing the output for the same interval of time by introducing more resources. Resources may be human resources, maybe machinery, or you can outsource it so that in the given time frame, how we can deliver more. That is what is the productivity. So either you can increase the output or we can reduce the input for the same output, because ultimately it is the ratio of output versus input. So productivity directly proportional to output and inversely proportional to input. So you have to increase the productivity, you have to reduce the input. So that way you can check how we can manage it. Escalations. This is again important aspects. Things beyond the control of the team. So many times certain issues are there and we are just discussing, brainstorming on that without escalation. There are various understandings that you are not trying to escalate the matter because you want to avoid the issues. So if the things are not possible within your framework or within your team, then you need to escalate the matter to the higher authority or maybe experts that will resolve the things faster. For example, if the operating person on the client is not cooperating, which can lead to the delay in the possible course of action, would be escalate the matter to the supervisor. So you are, let's say, in the process of testing, and you have developed one model, and you are given that prototype or that module we can say, to the customer, and the customer is not testing it in the given time frame. It's just delaying it, giving n number of reasons. Now it is not in your control. So you have to escalate the matter with their customer supervisor so that he may give the pressure to that person to do the work and you get the feedback. So that is what we can escalate the matter at right point of time. You just can't keep it pending, because the delay or lags due to this should not come to you. It is not your liability. It should be given to the appropriate person. Then most project plans would mention the escalation path. That is also very, very crucial, because it should be documented and agreed upon when you are developing the plan, right? So any issue is there, who is the right person to convey, and how the hierarchy can be followed for escalation, for decision making. Any critical complex problems are there in the project, and there is something like deadlock situation. So how we can escalate that matter to the higher authority and from them get the solution for that. Maybe funds, maybe new machinery required, or some expert manpower required. So we have to get it to make the project progress in line with the plan. We need to escalate. We can't keep silent on this. That may lead to the another risk or more problems. So that is what is escalations. So there is some method for tracking. There is something called earn value analysis method. It's like plotting the things against time axis. maybe time interval can be week wise. It is earned value method is method of judging the progress of project based on the actual cost incurred upon the delayed of tracking versus planned cost up to that date. So you have something a plan value. So we can see the one line which is covering entire 12 weeks period. So we have plot which is plan plot. Okay, plan value plot. So cost versus week. Obviously, it is incremental as the time progress. Now there is something called earn value and the actual cost. Okay, so earn value and actual is actually what we are spending, right? And how, of course, we have to check how they are parallel. Earn value is actually spend and what you earn means achieved basically out of that. So that is what we have to compare. It should be almost parallel, right? And it's against estimation. You can see whether we are overshoot something or we are going in the linearly progressive manner. That is what we can monitor from this, from the graph. It should not be like fluctuations. It should be smooth linear rise. That is what you look for. So that progress is consistent. That is what it can indicate. These are some pointers about the outcome of the tracking. Obviously, the status of the project we can monitor through the tracking, performance during the period being reviewed, and there is always a feedback given so that corrective action can be taken. We can balance the work within the team, within the resources, we can balance risks which have emerged, unlikely emergence near the future, and we can take care of it as and when itself. Because any risk which we are not predicted in during planning and we are observed during tracking, we can immediately do the corrective or mitigation action. Action to be taken and whom is responsibilities for that. This is something important. Every action, next upcoming actions, and who is responsible or answerable or accountable for that action. It should be mentioned and should be asked or verified with respect to that person. So that process is well defined. Changes to any aspect of project plan, that is should be one of the thing which will be outcome of the tracking. Any scope variation and changes in the business plan or business objectives which you want to incorporate in the project, that's what you have to identify. Learning from the project so far, that I said we already discussed, every progress so far what you have done is a part of the learning involved in that. The success of the tracking meeting can be judged by the time it takes to the track. So these are some pointer how successful your tracking is. First thing is obviously, well, you are meeting the landmarks, milestones within a time frame. That is a great achievement. It is motivation to the team. The extent of time required to understand the status and issue versus the time devoted to the resolving these issues. That is also you can identify through the tracking. How many issues were actually resolved during the meeting? So that is also one of the indicator of your how effective is the meeting itself, meeting of tracking. Okay. Then how risk was uncovered during the meeting. So during meeting, you can identify the risk and you look for the solutions. That is one of the outcome of the meeting. How charged up is the team to go ahead and do the, as I said, every milestone is a celebration and a motivation for your team so that people get excited or charge up for the next task. So that is all we can do or we can achieve through the process of tracking. Finally, this is one slide talk about some software tools. Of course, there are maybe many more or maybe upcoming, but these are some tools I just mentioned in the PPT and even book, which you can refer to, which can be used for project tracking. Microsoft Project is very commonly used or very useful by Microsoft people, and it is very useful for collaborative type of projects, right? Especially the team is distributed internationally, so you need to have proper communication as well as a common platform, shared things, file sharing, chats, meetings. So these are different aspects which you want to automize, even alerts, ease of communication. All these things we should do time to time so that everybody remain in tight syncing, sync with the project progress. And that is we can do through the proper use of tools. So this is very important for the project managers and team leads to use, make use of the tools. And even the developers and the respective team members can be a part of it. They can work in their login and give the inputs of their progress. So this is what totality, the project tracking aspect that we must understand. And it is very important activity throughout the project execution. Thank you very much.